Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis. Our opening theme is called Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark. On today's program, we're going to be speaking about the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. And I'll start by introducing all of my guests, and then we will go right into this conversation. We're being joined by Andrew Kane, who is the founder, producer, and principal organizer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, this year being its 10th anniversary. He is an ambassador for peace and also a vibrational sound channel, singer, soul writer, and poet, sharing his gift to be a connector and transmitter for world peace and unity consciousness with his spiritual name Reawakened as acronym of his given name, Andrew Kane. Also, Julian Michael is a hypnotherapist guiding clients in creating a beautiful deep relaxation of self-hypnosis. His client work unfolds the ancient science of numerology, alternative healing, and an array of metaphysical practices developed over his more than 40-year career. Julian is also a celebrated speaker, writer, TV and radio personality, and author. And we're joined also by the Reverend Deborah Muldow, an ordained interfaith minister, and she has represented the World Peace Prayer Society at the United Nations since 1995. She is co-director of the Evolutionary Leaders Project and of the Source of Synergy Foundation, and recently founded the Garden of Light as an online platform for the emerging global spirituality. This is going to be a very exciting program, and I want to thank you all for joining me today. And hello, welcome. So, let's start with Andrew. Since you are the founder and principal organizer of this event, tell us a little something about what's in store for us this year.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Andrew. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Really excited for this being the 10th anniversary World Peace Earth Day celebration. It's taking place on Saturday, April 22nd, which is Earth Day, and it's the 47th anniversary of Earth Day. It's taking place at 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Church of St. Paul in St. Andrew, 263 West 86th Street. We have a lot of beautiful speakers, some of which are on the phone today, and musicians, and we're just going to be celebrating the planet, healing our hearts, for a glorious evening that's going to be very inspirational and take us to, you know, a healing and awakening vibrations of peace and unity and sustainability.
Excellent. And maybe, Deborah Muldaur, you can join us at this moment, because I know you've been part of this event as far back as I can remember, as well as so many things that are going on here in New York with regard to really building spirituality, faith, and action, which to me is what makes it all so powerful. Talk to us a little bit about your participation in this event and how you feel about it.
Thank you so much. I want to put this in the context just for a moment of the United Nations, because at the UN we call what we're building here a culture of peace. And right now we're in a time that's so turbulent that doesn't feel peaceful. And that's the perfect moment to get the tribe together and gather all the people who believe that this present chaos is, in fact, just the dark hallway we have to go through to get to the light of where we're going as a global society, to something that is radically different from where we've been before. And these celebrations that Andrew has been hosting for 10 years now are really a perfect opportunity to do just that, to bring together people of like mind and like spirit to celebrate the Earth on, you know, what we've sort of said is her birthday, and also vision into a future of the oneness of the human family.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And Julian, it seems that with the work that you're doing, you might be able to help us in that visioning process. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your participation in the event and give us a sense of how this folds into this mission of transforming our world.
Well, I love what Andrew and Deborah just said in regards to the importance of this date, as well as it's so important for people of like mind and like body, hearts to come together on this particular day, 4/22/2017. Numerology is a science, the father of mathematics, the father of numerology, Pythagoras, who said everything in the universe is number. That number has a meaning. There's a reason why this day has its precedence and its importance, because the four is all about building, as well as asking yourself, whom, what do you want to put in your inner home for your outer home? And it's a time of empowerment on this Master 22 day of master building coming together, as well as forming a vision, as well as a future now experience of people coming together, rejuvenating, regenerating each and every cell of your body, not only on the external level, but also on the internal level in the experiential exercises that we'll be doing, as well as the songs that we'll be singing and hearing and the music and just the energy itself coming together on this very important 4/22/2017 day, which in itself comes out to a 36-9, which is the trinity of beauty, the trinity of being human, being able to have and connect with consciousness and unconditional love.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. So, Andrew, let's tell people a little bit more extensively who's going to be there sharing this event with you. And I do think that this is important as an event, because not only does it give people an opportunity to participate directly, but I believe when these things, these events occur, the energy of them moves into the field that we all live within. It has a way of interacting with everyone across the globe, which is why an event such as Earth Day is such a beautiful thing for humanity to do. But more specifically, what will you be sharing on April 22nd at the Church of St. Paul in St. Andrew?
Sure. Well, we have a great host. His name is Mark Becker. He is the creator of New Life Magazine and New Life Expo. And he's been, you know, creating the conscious community, bringing people together for over 25 years. We have Jody Sirota. She's a metaphysical educator, channel, and healer and artist. And she was also the owner of the Meta Center in New York, which was a very prestigious metaphysical center in New York City. We have Reverend Deborah Modell, who's on the phone today. Very happy that she's been supporting us and being with us all these years with the World Peace Prayer Society, which is so important. We have Myra Jackson. She's the Wisdom Council member of the Gaia Field Project. She's a wonderful speaker, and we're really excited to have her. Julian Michael, as we have on the phone, we're actually really happy to have him. We have Olivia Olkowski. She's a shamanic healer and curandera, teacher of Mayan and Peruvian traditional medicine. She's going to do a ceremony, and she's also going to have a table, so she's going to be selling her things. She's a wonderful, amazing person, and we're really excited to have her. Bethany and Rufus are going to be playing with us. We're really excited about having them. Bethany Yarrow is daughter of the legendary 60s folk singer Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Rufus is a world-renowned cellist, so they're going to be performing. We have Rick Ulfick, who has been part of We the World and part of this event since day one. He is also our fiscal sponsor. He is the founder of We the World and 11 Days of Global Unity. We have Diana Feldman. She's a singer-songwriter. She's beautiful. Her music is really great, very spiritual. And me, I'm going to be sharing a poem, inspired poetry. And we're really excited also to have Peter Regina. You know, Peter Regina created something called Peace Lights, and it's now an internationally recognized symbol of peace and nonviolence. It's been featured as a universal symbol of peace and projected as a visual background in many different events. And we're going to be having a visual background of Peace Lights. So while we're experiencing this event, with inspirational talks and live music performances and inspired poetry, guided meditations, vibrational sound activations, shamanic journeys, we're going to have a beautiful backdrop of peace lights. So that we'll have a, you know, it's, yeah. So that's kind of the background of what's going to be taking place this evening on the 22nd of April.
And you have also some musicians who will be playing.
Yes, and Kevin Nathaniel and Evan Worldwin. We're really excited to have them. They're going to be playing some music also. And they're amazing, amazing world musicians.
Excellent. So that sounds like a great time. It's Saturday, April 22nd, 6:30 sharp to 10
Andrew,
p.m. The doors
I just
open
want to
at
mention
6.
Also that I'm going to bring a peace pole.
Oh, great.
So are you? That's wonderful. Tell
so
people
wonderful.
About that.
Yeah. Many, I'm sure, of our listeners are familiar with the peace poles that say, may peace prevail on earth in different languages on them. And there are about 250,000 of them all over the world, most of them planted in the ground in every country. And in all different languages, including native languages, and it's just an amazing project. And my peace pole is a traveling peace pole, so we'll be able to connect vibrationally with every part of the world through the prayer, may peace prevail on earth.
So important.
Activate all those peace poles and let the light shine.
And also, if I may say something, the 22 is about creation manifestation and knowing that everything is possible and making that happen. And I feel that there'll even be more surprises, celebrities, some guests. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time of empowerment for mind, body, and soul, for people to come together and then leave with such inspiration and such love in their hearts, knowing that there's infinite possibilities in regards to who we are as miracles and creating miracles.
Yeah, and I actually agree with Reverend Muldaur that this is a time when people are very, very challenged because of what's happening in our world, political situation, and the challenges that are faced by our beloved planet in the face of some of the political decisions that are being discussed. So I think this is an opportunity for people to come together to fulfill and charge up and be able to, you know, go forth in the world and be active in the world, but also be active in their own growth and sustaining of their own spiritual and inner strength. And so I think it's a powerful event. It's going to be something in which people can walk away from it feeling restored and healed. And there's also the opportunity to make those connections, because it's really important to network with each other at this time to sustain ourselves, to sustain the earth, but really to get involved in each other's projects as well. So I'm just going to briefly give out the information, and then I'll come back to all of you. Again, it's Saturday, April 22nd, 2017, 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Doors open at 6. It's at the Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew, 263 West 86th Street in New York City. There is an attendance fee at the door, but you can get a good discount on that if you can register early. And I believe, Andrew, you still have space if anybody wants to be a vendor at your event. Is that the case?
We do have one or two spots, yes. I do want to also mention that in this beautiful evening, sometimes we need to fulfill ourselves, our bodies, with food. And we're going to have delicious vegan food and healthy drinks and desserts. So we're going to have a beautiful that opportunity as well. Yes, we do have an opportunity for, if anybody wants to vend, we do have one or two spots for that.
Okay. And we'll give this out again at the end, but for information, you could go to planetheart.org, or you can call 212-222-5432. And you can also go to earthday@wetheworld.org for information. And we're going to have all of this information and links on the PRN Heart of Mind archive page. So if you missed anything, you can go back there and get the info. What I'd really love to do also is, since this radio program is also going out into the stratosphere and into the energetic field, I was wondering if you, Deborah, and then Julian could put together a little prayer or meditation for our listeners so that they could start getting into that spiritual space where we can all support each other and support this work.
Oh, what a beautiful invitation. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to just say that the Garden of Light at gardenoflight.org is, the whole purpose is to recognize and explore this common spirituality that is emerging across the globe, and that's always brought forth so beautifully on this Heart of Mind radio. So let's just breathe together for a moment and envision our beautiful planet Earth, this Garden of Eden that we've been given, and see our Earth flourishing, healthy, clean, with happy people, knowing that we are all part of this living web of the cosmos, the entire cosmos, living on a living Earth. And see us, one beautiful, rich, diverse human family, in all our beautiful languages and cultures and spiritual expressions, living in harmony with the animals, with the plants that nurture us. Clean water, healthy soil, beautiful sunlight, all in balance and harmony. This is our vision together. This is what we all want for ourselves and for future generations. And imagine those peace poles all over the world as antenna connecting heaven and earth through this sacred message. May peace prevail on earth. And just see those words coming through our hearts. And sending like an electrical current to all of those peace poles like acupuncture needles in the earth. The sacred numbers that Julian described, a foundation for our future, starting right here, starting right now in our hearts. May peace prevail on earth.
And Julian, would you like to add anything to that?
Yes, just give thanks. Give thanks to your inner and outer breath. Give thanks to what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you touch, what you smell. Give thanks to the water that you drink, the food that goes into your sacred temple. Give thanks to the wisdom within, as well as that you share with others. Give thanks to your laughter and creativity and joy. Give thanks to your prosperity, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Give thanks to each and every person that you meet today and the days ahead. And realize that we are all peace poles. We are all sacred in our temples, all coming together now. In this time of the quickening of great change, for we've been asked by the energies of all that there is, by our souls, by our purpose, to be here now to participate and make this a better place for ourselves, for each other, for the world, for the universe and beyond. Blessings.
Well, thank you. That was beautiful. And if people want to get in touch with you, Julian, to find out more about your work, what is your website?
My website, julianmichael.net. And I'm also Julian Michael on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, julianmichael11, Instagram, Soul Magic. And I do a Pearls of the Day of Wisdom every day, pertaining to the birth date of the day.
Okay, and Deborah, give out your contact information again.
It's the Garden of Light, and the website is gardenoflight.org.
Excellent. And Andrew, before going to break, I'd like to give you the last word. Perhaps you want to add something, but also give your contact information as well.
Sure. Just be at one with your heart, connected to all the hearts of the listeners on this call and to the hearts of all of the world and also to Mother Earth. We're all one. My contact information is you can contact me at planetheart.org. You can also contact me at Andrew Kane, K-A-E-N, at wetheworld.org. Or Earth Day at wetheworld.org. It's the same way to get reach me. So, yeah, you can reach me through the website.
All right. So that's pretty very special. And I also am joining my heart energy with yours and all of our listeners because I do believe that this is a very deep human desire. And even though it seems like things are very complicated in our outer world, in the political world. I see a lot of evidence that change is happening, and you know, a lot of the old secrets are coming out. And as long as we can maintain our energy, our vibration, and stay connected, we will succeed in making the transformations that you've all been speaking about today. So I'm really grateful to all of you for joining me today. And I invite all of our listeners to connect with these guests and also connect to this very special event. And it is called the Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration. It's presented by Planet Heart in association with We the World and Jody Sirota. This is the 10th anniversary, and it's about consciousness and community. Saturday, April 22nd, 2017, 6:30 p.m. sharp, 10 p.m. to 10 p.m. The doors open at 6. The Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew, 263 West 86th Street in New York City. That would be Manhattan. You can save a bit by registering in advance. So I invite you to find out more by going to planetheart.org or calling 212-222-5432. Or going to the website Earth Day at wetheworld.org. And at We the World, you will also find more information. You can also go to we.net to find a lot more about Earth Month celebrations, because I understand there are celebrations happening already and continuing for the full month of April. So I'll say so long to the three of you for now, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And now we're going to take a moment to have a station break, hear a few station IDs, and I'll be back on the other side with a very special announcement. So stay tuned.
PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network.
The story behind the story, your story, my story, is all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Utrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
I'm Eric Davis, and I want to invite you to join me for Expanding Mind, a show that features conversations about the cultures of consciousness, magic, meditation, neuroscience, religion, technology, psychedelics, weird media. Expanding Mind is devoted to changing your perspective without insulting your intelligence. Tune into the Progressive Radio Network every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and check out the archive page for Expanding Mind on PRN.FM. And remember, keep your minds open.
This is PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program. And you will have noticed that one of the taglines on some of those announcements were that PRN is moving forward, and we hope you're moving with us. Well, I have an announcement that Heart of Mind Radio will be moving to a new time slot. And I do hope that you will be able to join me in that new time slot on Saturdays at 6 p.m. And you'll be able to tune in for the same level of information on all that we do here. So, you know, we'll be talking to you about continuing to talk about inspiration on consciousness, spirituality, and health. And we'll be talking about ascension of the body, mind, and spirit in a different time slot on Saturdays at 6 p.m. And for those of you who can listen live, please do so. But remember, you can always go back and download the show from the PRN archive page at your convenience. So I hope that you will continue to be a part of this program, because the truth is, I am so grateful for all of you who have tuned in and participated and connected with me over this program, and I look forward to continuing to do that with gratitude for the Progressive Radio Network for allowing this show to continue over the air. So in this next segment, I also wanted to talk about something that I experienced over the last couple of days. I had gone out of town to do a presentation, and afterwards I went into a meditation, because these kind of things can be a little bit stressful on the body, so I wanted to relax. But as I went into this meditation, I began to see something that was much greater. I felt a real illumination in terms of having this vision in part of what's going on with each of us in humanity at this time. And I've spoken about this a number of times, about this evolutionary process that we are engaged in, and that is part of a much greater cosmic evolutionary process in terms of the time frame of our existence and the transformation from one epoch to another. The indigenous people of Mexico and South America, I think, call it the dawn. I believe it's the dawn of the sixth sun. So it's like we're in a new evolutionary process. We're seeing the chaos of that evolutionary process. And so it's really very important for us to be proactive with ourselves, with our bodies, with our mind, with our spirit, so that we can remain strong and stay on point. And it's really important that we recognize that a lot of what we may be experiencing internally, within our emotions, you know, perhaps feelings of depression, perhaps feelings of hopelessness. And in our bodies, we are feeling very often different kinds of aches and pains or ailments, and things basically sprouting up in unexpected ways. And we're also seeing this series of events in the political discourse, in which there's a great deal of chaos and controversy. But at this moment, I really want to speak to the personal impact. Because of this nature of what's happening in the world, the chaos and the uprooting of old energies, that just as we're seeing chaos politically, there's a way in which this chaos is being reflected in our physical bodies. And what I was able to see during this meditation is that we have overlaid within our bodies a matrix system. I know a lot of people talk about the matrix in terms of the control mechanisms of our world, but we don't always fully appreciate how deeply that control matrix has been embedded into our physical, psycho-spiritual structures. And when I saw this particular vision of it, I saw that we have within us a sort of a false matrix system that is square, it's boxy. And so if you were to imagine a box that extends from the front of your shoulders to the back of your shoulders, and from the shoulders down to the level of our hips and the level of the, you know, the pelvic region, but it goes down to either side of the hips and, and moves to the front. And within this box are a series of matrix lines. And, you know, it's, so it's a cross-hatching that flows through our body, is in, flows up to the neck and head, to the arms, to the legs. And so what it is doing is imposing an unnatural structure on our natural physicality structures, which are more spiral in nature, which are more flowing in nature. So if you think of the meridians in the Chinese medicine system, or the mapping of the prana system, you'll see that there are lines of energies that flow through our body, flow through various organs, move through the arms and the legs to create this natural synergy within our own body so that we can have a real sense of what's going on within us. But this matrix system that has been in many ways embedded in our structure, these boxy lines and matrices are what have been interrupting our natural flow and our natural capacity to heal and evolve. And one of the things, the ways that they have been embedded, well, there are many ways. Some of them are just through the ancestral lineage, because a lot of the things that are going on now have been going on for generations. So it comes through, has emerged through the embedding within the DNA structure. It also emerges through, has been reinforced through the kind of media that we have, the kind of stress that we live under, you know, being having the need to eternally live in this survival mode. So so these structures are there, this energetic structure is there, and what happens is that the energy from this structure begins to move out like a dark cloud or a dark smoke, and I was able to see that it flows in through the lungs to shut down the breathing capacity, to impede one's ability to move through the emotions. It sort of circles into the solar plexus and begins to muddy the field of the solar plexus so that we can't process and get in contact with our authentic power. And it flows down into the root of our body, through the root chakras and through the solar plexus region, to, in a way, disconnect us from the power of our earth. And going up, it also flows into the mind and serves to sustain thoughts, you know, random thoughts, repetitive thoughts that don't seem to really be coming from yourself, from us, but they just seem to be programmed in this energy of self-doubt, this energy of self-blame, this energy of conflict. So I think it's important first for us to recognize that we're dealing with something that has, that is having an impact on our lives, but is not truly the essence of who we are. So as I began to see this internalized structure, I began to realize that we need to have a specific technique that will allow us to move this energy out of our body. And so it's this is a basic Qigong exercise that one would do in the normal course of the practice, and it includes a remedy routine that is part of the Soaring Crane system, in which we discharge negative energies from our body into the earth, and the earth has the capacity to break up that energy and turn it into mulch, so it returns it to the source so that it can be reapplied in a positive way. But this is something that really needs to be done on a fairly regular basis. If you're finding that you're having some of these issues that you want to work with, or maybe there are some of these intractable things that you've been dealing with that keep coming back, or things that that just feel very stubborn. And if you're dealing with some of these emotional, psychological issues that seem to keep you in a state where you just feel underwater, where you feel overwhelmed, that this is a remedy that you can do in the moment. You know, you can, you know, take a little break, go to another room, go to the bathroom, go to a park, and just take the opportunity to do a cleanse. It's very, it's not long, but it is specific. And so what I want to do is to just talk you through what we're going to do, so that if you like, you can take notes, or you can come back and listen to the archive and take notes, so that you will be able to create for yourself this little ritual that will be an immediate remedy as you want to recover from a particular situation, but also over time, if you're persistent, it will begin to drain the energy of this matrix, inner embedded matrix. It will drain it out of your system. So I want you to start this process by engaging with the energy fields of the body. And in Qigong practice, we have three primary energy fields. They're called Dan Tiens, which in translation means elixir field. And the Dan Tiens are what distribute the energy throughout the body. They maintain the life force, they maintain the heart consciousness, and they maintain the divine consciousness within our bodies. So the lower Dan Tien is in the lower abdomen, below the navel. The middle Dan Tien is in the field of your heart, in the center of your chest. And the upper Dan Tien encompasses the mind. It's beyond the physical brain. It includes all levels of the mind. As the heart Dan Tien is, surrounds the body, but also is a quantum field that goes deep within the self and connects you to your higher awareness. And the lower Dan Tien, which is in the lower abdomen, connects you to the earth and connects you to your being as a living divine body upon the earth. And it also holds the vital life force, which is your life force energy, the energy that fuels the eternal. So the way the system works in Chinese medicine is that your energy flows in a natural flow, flowing up the back of the body through the governor vessel, up to the top of our head, which is the connection to divinity, and down the front of the body. And it is an ongoing internal flow in this circle. And from this inner orbit, the chi circulates into the meridians, flowing to bring healthy energy to your organ systems, as well as to your emotional systems and your mental systems. And this natural flow is what is being interrupted by the embedded matrix that we have in our bodies. So we start this process by bringing our attention to the energy of our lower Dan Tien in the lower abdomen, and collect into the lower Dan Tien all of our own energy, all of our own energy flow, the power of that energy, and calling back the energy that is lost, that may be distracted or refracted from our field. With our intent, we can call it back. And then we circulate with our mind, bringing this energy down to the bottom of our torso, connecting to the earth, then bringing it up through our back to the top of our neck, really, to the base of our skull, and then allowing that energy to flow up into the skull, the upper mind, the cosmic mind, and then allowing it to flow down through our shoulders and arms into the palms of our hands. In the palms of our hands, the center of our hands, we have an energy portal, which many energy healers use to do hands-on healing, but everyone can learn to do this. In this exercise, however, we're going to lift our palms upward and then allow that energy to flow into our palms, creating a ball of radiant light. And then as we can extend our arms out in front of us, and we extend our own ball of light into the field in front of us, allowing it to be reinforced, the earth sending energy to reinforce, the cosmos sending energy to reinforce, so that you have this sort of triple enforced field ball of energy resting in your palms. And then we lift that energy up in front of us, bringing it back up towards the upper head. So we want to lift the ball above our heads and then guide this energy down, allowing it flow down through the cosmic, divine, and human mind. But what we're going to do is to place our fingertips on the top of our shoulders. So you put your fingertips right at the joint at that. You want to be on the inside of that joint, closer between that and the neck. And then we're going to guide that energy and allow it to flow through our fingertips down into our body. And from the shoulders is where we have this anchoring point of the that embedded energetic matrix, and you're just going to send that energy in a straight line all the way down through the torso, sending it down in through the hips, and then sending it down through the legs into our feet, and from our toes, especially the big toe, just send that disturbance deep into the earth. And just take a few moments to allow the energy and visualize as you're doing it, a stream of light flowing down through your body. And as it's flowing down, it's taking on this boxy energy and dissolving those matrix structures, taking away the anchors primarily, and sending that anchored destructive energy into the earth. And as that energy begins to be released from your body, it will drag with it some of these other cloud-like energies that have flown into your lungs and into your solar plexus and into the lower abdomen will begin to dissipate and flow into the earth along with your stream of energy. So the idea is to allow your light to flow through your body and extend into the earth, keeping your light, but just allow your light to push. You could visualize it as a fog or a dark cloud and just push that out with your light into the earth. And as you're working with this movement, with this exercise, I want you to breathe gently. You know, just allow your breaths to be gentle and allow your awareness to be very clear of your intent that you are disintegrating and releasing this toxic structure from your body and returning it into the earth where it can be mulched back into useful energy. And then giving yourself a little bit of time to be passive with the earth and offer gratitude to the earth, to the cosmos for clearing and transforming this energy. And then just allow your, gently lower your hands, bringing them down to the lower abdomen. And then once again, call your clean, clear, vibrant energy back into the lower dantian. And you can visualize in your lower abdomen that there is a sun, a beautiful sun glowing. You could visualize the rising sun. And just allowing that energy, your own clean energy, to be returned to the vitality, your life force energy. And then when you're done, you can just rub your hands together. And, you know, if you like, you can put your hands on your chest over the heart and just offer gratitude to yourself and love and appreciation for your being and recognition of your divinity and connection to Source. And that will be enough to begin this whole process of clearing the backlog that we're working with at this time during this transitional evolutionary period. And I went through that a little bit fast because I wanted to make sure to get the whole procedure in for you so that you could come back and take a look at it. But you want to, as going into it, as you proceed with the process, allow yourself to become calm, allow your breath to become calm, and just do the visualization and the movements, and it will do a lot towards clearing the stagnant energy and building your vitality and your life force energy going forward. And you'll be able to have a clearer mind, body, and spirit, because you will be releasing not only from yourself these toxic structures, your work will also contribute to the whole of the human family, as what you're doing also has an impact, as always, on everyone else. So I want to thank you for joining me for that, and I also wanted to give you a few announcements that coming up this Saturday, I will be starting the new April Qigong series, and it's called Spring Up and Stay Grounded with Qigong Meditation and Movement for Body Wellness and Stress Reduction. So it'll be a whole series of things that we can do to maintain and build health and wellness. It's restore your vitality, lubricate your joints, and stretch your muscles. Ease your mind, let go of body tension, and awaken a natural state of inner peace. And it starts this Saturday, April 21st through the 29th, so it's 5 weeks, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at Studio Maya in Brooklyn, 603 Bergen Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11238. And the five-part series is 75, one session is 20. So it's affordable for those of you who are able to do it. We're doing a lot of filming, so I believe you'll have a lot online very soon for those of you who can't make it to Brooklyn. But this is a commitment to your own wellness, and I hope some of you will participate. Also, coming up this Saturday, we are having a special 7th anniversary party at Studio Maya from 7 to 9 p.m. at 603 Bergen Street. You're invited to attend, have a toast, see a special presentation by the teachers, and just basically get acquainted for all the different programs that are taking place in that space. So I invite you to do that. And for those of you who are involved in the Train the Trainer program in the Bronx, we have a really beautiful program. About 20 people are participating. We've opened up the Friday early class from 3 to 5 for people who want to check that out or do makeup classes. And so that's information that you can follow up on. If you want to connect and have questions, please email me, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Or you can call 347-480-1694. For those of you who want to connect in other ways, websites, newsletter. You can go to the archive page for Heart of Mind Radio at prn.fm. And I also want to remind you that Heart of Mind Radio will no longer be heard in this morning time slot. We are moving to Saturdays at 6 p.m. We invite you to join us at 6 p.m. on Saturdays, or by all means, go to the archive page to listen and download the program. I am very, very grateful for all the support I've received here from the staff at Progressive Radio Network and from all of you who have listened and given your interest and support. So as we move to a new time slot, I also want to leave you with this blessing that your lives be fulfilled by your dreams and purpose, that you receive the fulfillment of those dreams and purpose, that you be happy and be well. And I certainly look forward to being back and sharing with you on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful weekend, and stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM.